I discovered when I bought this house in this little village in Austria, where I live in the summer, that it had also been the home of one of the most distinguished Austrian poets of this century, Josef Weinheber, who was born in 1892. Well, to begin with, he was rather an enthusiastic Nazi and was taken up by them in a big way. And then he discovered it wasn't so nice. And in 1945, he committed suicide. There's another person mentioned in this poem, who is Franz Jägerstätter, who was a simple, pious Catholic peasant who decided he couldn't fight for the Aryan state. He was absolutely alone. His confessor, his bishop, everybody said it wasn't his business to think about politics but look after his family. And he thought otherwise, and the result was that in 1943 he was beheaded. There are three German quotations in this poem, all from Weinheber. The first is in Viennese dialect, im Rohrlosen, which means leave us alone, which is what Weinheber said to Goebbels when Goebbels asked what he could do for the culture of Austria. And the other are quotations from poems by Weinheber. Dies alles ist furchtbar hier nur schweigen gemäß, which means all this is dreadful. Here only silence is appropriate. And lastly, den Abgrund zu nennen, which means to give a name to the abyss. There's one more thing, perhaps I should say that I make a reference, the year in which I bought my house was a very important year in the history of physics, which is described as the fall of parity, when they discovered that all physical reactions were not symmetrical, which have certain philosophical conclusions can be drawn from this. Reaching my gate, a narrow lane from the village passes on into a wood. When I walk that way, it seems befitting to stop and look through the fence of your garden where, under the cirques they had to, they buried you like a loved old family dog. Categorized enemies 20 years ago, we might have become good friends, sharing a common ambit and love of the word. Over a golden Kremser, had many a long language on syntax, commas, versification. Yes, yes, it has to be said, men of great damage and mal-engine took you up. Did they for long, though, take you in, who to Goebbels' offer of culture counted im Rohrlosen? But rag-tag bobtail prefer a stink, and the young condemn you unread. What had you ever heard of, Franz Jägerstätter, the St. Radegund peasant who said his lonely nine to the Aryan state and was beheaded? Would your heart, as Austrian poet, have told you? Good care, of course, was taken. You should hear nothing. Be unprepared for a day that was bound to come, a season of dread and tears and dishevelment, when, transfixed by a nightmare, you destroyed yourself. Retribution was ever a bungler at it. Dies alles ist furchtbar hier, nur schweigen gemäß. Unmarked by me, unmourned for, the hour of your death, unhailed by you the moment when providence led, I first beheld Kirstetten on a pouring wet October day in a year that changed our cosmos, the annus mirabilis, when parity fell. Already the realms had lost, were properly warm and overeating, their crimes a pedestrian, private sort, those nuisances, corpses and rubble, long carted away. For their raped, the shock was fading, their kidnapped physicists felt no longer homesick. Today we smile at weddings where bride and bridegroom were both born since the shadow lifted, or rather moved elsewhere. Never as yet has earth been without her bad patch, some unplace with jobs for torturers. In what bars are they welcome? What girls marry them? Or her nutritive surface at peace all over? No one, so far as we know, has ever felt safe. And so, in secret regions, good family men keep eye devoted as monks on apparatus inside which harmless matter turns homicidal. Here, though, I feel as at home as you did. The same short-lived creatures re-utter the same carefree songs, and orchards cling to the regime they know from April's rapid augment of colour till boisterous fall, when at each stammering gust apples thump the ground. Looking across our valley, where, hidden from view, Sickelbach tottles westward to join the Pershing, humanely modest in scale and mild in contour, conscious of grander neighbours to bow to, mountains soaring behind me, ahead a noble river, I would respect you also, neighbour and colleague, for even my English ear gets in your German the workmanship and the note of one who is graced to hear the viols playing on the impaled green, committed thereafter den Abgrund zu nennen.